Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and I'm joined by a couple of folks who are organizing a local foods challenge. Leone, I wonder if you could introduce yourselves and clue us into what's going on.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. My name is Leone Clare. I'm a local Sitkin, and I'm currently working as the Storytelling and Outreach Specialist with the Sitka Conservation Society and the Sustainable Southeast Partnership.
And Jennifer?
Hi, everyone. Good morning. This is Jennifer New, calling in from Juneau, and I am the Local Foods Program Director at the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition, and also the Food Sustainability Catalyst at the Sustainable Southeast Partnership.
Well, welcome to the morning interview to you both. And Leone, I have to say that all these emails about food really piqued my interest. What is the 2020 Southeast Alaska Local Foods Challenge?
Yeah, so we're here to announce that challenge. This is the first annual Local Foods Challenge in Southeast Alaska, and it's organized by a group of organizations, the Sustainable Southeast Partnership, Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition, and the Salt and Soil Marketplace, and Sitka Conservation Society. And the basis of this challenge is to get all people thinking not only about what we're eating, but where it comes from and the connections it's creating between people and places along the way as it gets to us here in Southeast Alaska. And with COVID-19, this pandemic is highlighting kind of how little control or a little bit shaky things are over our global markets and supply chains when it comes to food, especially in Southeast Alaska. But our idea is that collectively we have the power to reshape the food system in our communities and region. And that's kind of the overarching goal of the Local Foods Challenge. And another idea behind it is that we can work together to do this and make Southeast Alaska's food system more resilient while increasing community wellness across the region.
So are we talking about more than fish?
Yes, more than fish. We're talking about all things local food. I can dive in a little bit to a little more specifics on the challenge. Basically, we have created 10 categories that we're calling the local food systems categories, and they're gather, grow, hunt, fish, preserve, /store, cook and eat, compost, recover, share, celebrate and appreciate, and buy local. So those 10 categories are everything that local foods can be a part of.
So Jennifer, how did the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition get involved in food, and what's your interest in this project?
The idea is that in Southeast, we have so many different sources of local food, and a lot of times they are parsed out in separate categories. And so the idea is for increasing awareness of all of these different categories and how it pieces together into one system. So looking at wild foods as well as foods that we can grow, as well as how we can compost food waste that can then be fed back to growing food. Also, there's the traditions of sharing, the importance of sharing food, and also being grateful for where it comes from and then all the people that are involved in it. And then also buying local, which is supporting our local farmers as well as fishermen, entrepreneurs who are all doing things to help food get to our tables.
I think a lot of us kind of do the Local Foods Challenge and maybe not even be aware of it. Like I noticed just yesterday when I was out on a walk that the spruce tips are out like crazy right now. So am I automatically a participant in the Local Foods Challenge, or do I have to sign up somewhere, or how's it work exactly?
That's a great point, Rob. We realize that everyone and a lot of people are probably already technically participating in our local food system. But the goal with this challenge is to have everybody increase their engagement within each category and level up. So we have a sign up forum, which is available currently at the Salt and Soil Marketplace website, which is just www.saltandsoilmarketplace.com. And there's a tab called Local Foods Challenge. And you'll be able to find the link to sign up for the survey. And that survey is going to ask you to kind of assess your involvement in those 10 categories that I mentioned before. And then our our Level Up graphic, well, we designed a graphic that you'll see on there that will help you kind of determine where you are in each level. And those levels, just for reference here, are watching and observing, apprenticing and assisting, able to do on your own, or able to teach others. So you'll kind of assess yourself at those levels where you are now. And then the goal is over the summer to hopefully increase your level of engagement within each category, like one step, if you can, over the summer. And everyone's gonna be at different levels, and some of those will take more time probably than a summer. But yeah, maybe Jen, you could give a couple examples.
I think part of how we adapted this was kind of thinking that there's a lot of things that people can do within their own households or within people that they are able to access. And kind of part of it is discovering the knowledge and the skills and stories and kind of teachings that maybe we might not otherwise discover if we're out and about in the community. And so kind of it's a chance to really see who knows what closer to home.
I definitely know these kind of networks are being formed almost organically. I think right now sourdough starter is kind of a hot property in Sitka. I don't know if it is in Juneau, but who's got good sourdough starter? What's the best way to tend to this starter? It's how a kind of a little resiliency project is born when you go on social media or something and say, hey, can somebody help me out with this problem related to food? And so many people have such great ideas. It's astounding. And often that person is like living two houses up or something. It's,
oh yeah,
this is happening all over the place. So
that's a big part of it. There's a little bit of a challenge. We can't really host a bunch of events and things and classes in person right now. But our kind of role as coordinators, and there's also some other coordinators that have been a part of this process and organizers, is that we're going to be sharing resources that are going to help people be able to connect virtually and share and learn that way. And there'll be, if you decide to be a participant and sign up, you'll get stories and some newsletters, as well as you can follow our Facebook page, and we'll be sharing inspiring stories and how-to tips and connecting people that have questions that want to ask each other questions in their community or connect that way, and also just celebrating people's successes along the way.
Well, I was going to ask you if there was a prize, because I think in the Ninja Warrior Challenge, there's actual prize money or something, but in the Local Foods Challenge, it's just, I guess, the gratification of knowing that you have connected with and helped somebody engage more fully in the food systems of Southeast Alaska. Is that what we're aiming for?
So definitely the prize is being part of this movement to shift our community food system and our regional food system to be more resilient. And at the end, what we're going to do is tally up how much everybody has shifted, has gone in their levels. And we can see where we are in moving towards more resilience, and then do it again next year. And so at the end, anyone who signs up, we will have a certificate of participation, as well as a compilation of all these different resources that we share throughout the summer, so that people can stay engaged and involved and thinking about local foods throughout the winter and get revved up for next year.
Jennifer, how many people have signed up so far, or are you just now rolling it out?
We're just now rolling it out. Your listeners are the first to hear about it.
Tell me again, Leone, how people can connect with this. You mentioned there's a website, the Salt and Soil Marketplace, and also Facebook and things. How can people learn more about the Local Foods Challenge?
The best thing is going to be going to saltandsoilmarketplace.com. And there's a tab that says Local Foods Challenge, and there'll be information on anything from what is local food and what does it mean for our region and how to participate, the link to the survey to sign up on, and then you'll be able to also find the Facebook page and go from there.
I'll also include a link to the Salt and Soil Marketplace with this interview on our website, kcaw.org.
Just one more thing also real quick, we have designed a specific email address for contact as well if people prefer to do that. And that is localfoodschallenge.seak@gmail.com, all lowercase.
Good deal. Leone Claire is a storytelling and outreach specialist with the Sitka Conservation Society and the Sustainable Southeast Partnership. And Jennifer New is the local food program director at the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition in Juneau. Thanks, guys, for appearing on the morning interview today. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Rob.